Why Britain Got Rich First. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Author Gregory Clark set out to determine why the British beat the rest of the world to the Industrial Revolution and concluded it was because of the economic Darwinism of medieval Britain. Wealthy landowners who had learned the skills of saving and investing and accumulation, who lived in big houses, who had the best food, and therefore had huge, healthy families, were able to outreproduce the children of poor people whose only skill was to live day to day and whose kids tended to die a lot.
This is not saying that necessarily we are in, say, modern West or any better than any other culture. It may be that the envious have inherited the earth.
In his book, A Farewell to Alms, he argues that the envious, who focused on owning land and getting rich, had more children and passed on the characteristics of patience and thrift, essential to capitalism.
Capitalism eventually changes people, as opposed to the other way around.
It wasn't capitalist incentives that made the West rich. It wasn't the profit motive or even low tax rates. Gregory Clark argues that economic success happens in societies defined by a willingness to save and by an aversion to leisure. In fact, he says our medieval ancestors got by on a five-hour workday. Today's workday averages 9 hours. We actually have less leisure time than 700 years ago. But thank God, we're way happier than they were.
Surveys of happiness actually suggest that the likelihood is we're not any happier than hunter-gatherers.
Well, okay, but they had a terrible commute. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.